Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. What you just heard is the drum corps Boston Crusaders. Last week, they performed at Drum Corps International's St. Louis show in Belleville at Belleville West High School. And they did so before an audience packed with longtime devotees and new fans from all around the St. Louis area. For many decades, drum corps ensembles consisting of percussionists, brass instrumentalists, and color guard performers from across the nation have traveled state to state to fellowship and to throw down in high-stakes competition. The passion behind drum corps also runs across many generations. Visuals editor Brian Munoz captured the fandom and subculture of drum corps in the Metro East and St. Louis in his reporting on our website. It's titled Broadway on a Football Field, Drum Corps Blurs the Lines of Sport and Art in Belleville. And it's live and full of fantastic photos at stlpr.org/DCI. And speaking of live, Brian joins me live in studio now to talk more about the drum corps world. Brian, welcome back to St. Louis on the Air.
Hey, Elaine. Thanks for having me.
We're also joined by Steve McCarty, an alum of the Belleville Black Knights Drum and Bugle Corps. He's also the admin of the Belleville Black Knights Face Group, which has over 1,000 active members and drum corps enthusiasts. Steve, thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon. I'm glad to be here, definitely.
So let's start with you, Brian. While you have not done drum corps yourself, you're a musician and you're well-versed in marching music. Now, your story's doing some numbers. Is that what you were counting on when you pitched covering this drum corps thing in the region?
I think the numbers are never expected, but always appreciated. I think the biggest takeaway from my reporting and the reason I do this is for communities to be seen. And the hundreds of comments and emails that I've gotten over the last few days, a lot of folks in the marching arts, whether that's high school marching band or college marching band or indoor drumline or winter guard, they're all saying thank you, you know, for sharing this little corner of the world that we really strive in.
Mm-hmm. Now, Steve, as we noted in the intro, you're an alum of the Belleville Black Knights Drum and Bugle Corps, and you lead a group on Facebook where you and other members share photos and videos from performances back in the day. Here's a bit of the performance you and fellow Black Knights alum did in 2024. So, Steve, in a nutshell, when and how did you get involved in drum corps?
Well, I was 15 years old, and actually I had relatives, two cousins, that had marched in drum corps, both the Black Knights and the Bellettes, all girl corps. So at 15, I went and joined the Black Knights, and pretty exciting, you know, met a lot of new people, we traveled, competed, and it got in my blood. I continued marching until my age out year, which was 1976. And then after that, I went and taught drum corps out of the Pacific Northwest and in Canada. Finally came back to Belleville and ended up being the director of the Black Knights back in 1989.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's in my blood.
Yeah. I mean, how did it get in your blood? I mean, what has kept you involved so deeply?
Well, I think it's the camaraderie. You know, you meet some people, and obviously you have a similar interest, whether it's music or traveling or whatever. And those are friendships that, you know, we all have still till today. Mm-hmm. The Black Knights have a reunion every year, and we get 150, 175 people usually. And, you know, we're all kind of in the same boat. It was it gave us an opportunity to do some things we normally probably wouldn't have been able to do.
Mm-hmm. And can you remind us again when the Black Knights first, you know, came to be? It is no longer together, from what I understand. How many years did you spend with them?
Well, the organization itself started in 1953, and then because of the financial expenditures, had to close the doors in 1990. I was with the Corps from 70 to 76 as a marching member, and as I said, the last year, 1989, I came back as director.
Mm-hmm.
But other corps were in between there, too, as far as teaching and arranging music and mm-hmm. such.
So one of the things, Brian, that you have shared with us is your favorite performance from the Drum Corps International St. Louis show. Here are the Boston Crusaders and their rendition of Les Baxter's The Commuter. All right, so Brian, we hear what's happening. What did you see occurring?
Yeah, I mean, Boston Crusaders show this year is just so much fun. You have folks that are running across the field, they're dancing, you know, they're doing choreography, all this kind of stuff. And really, it's a visual treat anywhere you look. And a lot of times you see corps, and some corps are very, very serious. All of these performers, that is, take this seriously. But these students, these members are having so much fun. And that's very obvious in this part of the show. The crowd's cheering and the folks on the field are having a great time. And the brass is loud, the drums are loud. And we can sit here and talk about drum corps all day, but you really don't know what you're missing out on until you see it in person.
Mm-hmm. Now, on St. Louis Public Radio's Facebook page, there's a comment left by Justin Bittner, and it reads, "I took my son to last Tuesday's show, not knowing anything about drum corps, and it blew my socks off." Steve, is sock loss a common first impression among newbies to drum corps?
It's absolutely, and as Brian said, you have to be there. You have to experience it live and in your face. That's basically what it boils down to. It's incredible what these people can do. Their performances are always great. They're just, I mean, it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And we can talk all day about it, but until you actually go and see it or watch it, you're never going to see what it really is. You'll walk away, and yes, you will have no socks because they will be blown.
So we should go maybe without socks.
That might be a great idea.
What other reactions have you heard from people, Brian, about their first drum corps experience?
Yeah, I spoke with a ton of people at the drum corps show over in Belleville last week. Unfortunately, can't fit everybody into a 4-minute piece, but they all shared pretty much a similar experience that I think I experienced and so many of us in the marching arts experience, where, you know, you're a bright-eyed high schooler, maybe starting marching band for the first time, and you go to this show and you have no idea the level that these folks are executing their performances on the field. And really, these people are seen as celebrities, you know, for folks in the community, high schoolers, you know, other people. So a lot of similar experiences, a lot of folks being inspired by drum corps to join the marching arts, and many people later go on to march drum corps. And it's not just music majors, it's folks from across disciplines, folks that love the energy from performing, from the crowd, and folks that are looking to make lifelong friends.
Mm-hmm. Now, as with anything that has a following, there are changes over time. You know, evolution, some would say. Others might use other terms. But overall, Steve, how is it that Drum Corps has changed over the years from your perspective?
Well, it's changed drastically. You've got to remember that the old drum and bugle corps started probably in the 30s, and that's exactly what they were, drums and, no-valve bugles. Throughout the years, it's gotten a little bit more sophisticated. Then they threw a valve on a bugle, then they threw a valve on a rotary, then they threw two valves on there, and now we're at the point where we have normal instruments, which is three-valve, B-flat instruments that kids and band can play. The level's just gone up through the roof, and that's why it's as exciting as it is today.
Mm-hmm.
But that's taken time, and of course, you'll have people who go, that's not drum corps, but it is. It's always progressed. It's, over those many years, there's always been something new, because there's always been a large group of instructors that would, work outside of the box. They were very innovative, and they helped do some things that changed the actual activity for the better. And here we are today, and it'll probably change again down the road.
Are there any performances in your memory, Steve, that stand out as being particularly exciting or point to that innovation that you were talking about?
Oh, there's so many, and I have so many different, Boston's great, Blue Coats are great, we want to go old school, there St. Clair Vanguard, who's been around forever, and still around today, was always on the cusp. Sheer Power, I always kind of remember the old Manson Scouts, Hawthorne Muchachos, but, there's some spectacular drum corps from every year, every era. Mm-hmm. That leaves a lasting impression.
Brian is over here nodding vigorously. One of the things, Brian, that you wrote about is how much money goes into drum corps today. Talk with us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So I dug into some of the financials that were posted publicly, and in speaking with the Boston Crusaders executive director, he shared, their summer cost anywhere from $2 to $3 million to execute. When you think about a drum corps show, you probably have 6 or 7 corps. Most of them have budgets in around that range, if not a little less. So for your ticket price, you're getting a lot of bang for your buck. I think when you look at professional theater productions or dance productions, you get, into some of these larger budgets. So it's not, I think, out of the question, that it reaches that point. Then you take into account things like inflation, gas prices for, traveling with 6 buses and 2 trailers and any number of other auxiliary vehicles. It adds up pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. Is that a barrier to entry, or is this just a reflection of what it takes to put on the kinds of performances that, even from someone's first experience, really makes it unforgettable?
I think it's both. I see it a lot as like youth organized sports in a way that is where there's fundraising that has to be done, but it can be a barrier. Some of these tuitions are $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, but people find a way to mm-hmm. make it happen. And I think the directors and the different organizations want to make sure people are getting paid fairly and, at market rate for what they're doing, and what they're doing is amazing.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of a way in, Steve, for those who are interested in getting involved in Drum Corps and maybe learning about an upcoming show, do you have any recommendations?
The best thing to probably do is go to Drum Corps International website. there's always information on shows. There is a list of all the corps that are active. You can go to that particular corps and look at audition information. The old auditions usually, will be happening pretty soon here now that the season's almost over,
mm-hmm.
but they hold auditions throughout the country. So that's probably the best place to start, and you can pretty much find any drum corps you want in there and take a look and see what they have to offer.
Mm-hmm. And as for the Black Knights in Belleville, very briefly, what makes remembering what that drum corps did so special?
We were always pretty entertaining. We had very good competitive years. We had some down years. You know, it comes in cycles, and I think that happens with a lot of drum corps. But, you know, for me, it was just performing in front of the audiences. I mean, there's nothing like being out there on the field. And, you know, as Brian can attest from the show last week, having the crowd screaming and hollering for you, and it's a pretty good feeling, and it makes you feel like you all the work you put in has been worth it.
Mm-hmm. Steve McCarty is an alum of the Belleville Black Knights Drum and Bugle Corps and the admin of the Belleville Black Knights Facebook group, and Brian Munoz is STLPR's visuals editor. Brian and Steve, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can check out more sounds and photos in Brian's Drum Corps feature, which you can find at stlpr.org/DCI.
This episode was produced, recorded, and edited by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.